Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Grizzlies Media Day 2025, Gabe Kuhn here with Tomas Isolo, new head coach of your Memphis Grizzlies. How's it going?
It's going really well. Excited about the season and really excited to get the training camp started.
Yep, but this is your first Media Day as an NBA head coach. Taking in all the sights and sounds. Everything been all smooth today? All million interviews you have to do?
All million interviews have been very smooth. It's people have been asking me, you know, is it a lot different from Europe? And it's like, it's the same things. It's just everything is exponentially bigger.
Yep, for sure. All right, now, I was already a fan of you.
That's good to hear.
Before you did your presser today. But I became even more of a fan of you when you because I'm a University of Memphis alum, played football there for 4 years. And you were speaking my language at the end of your presser today. You wrapped up your media session by comparing what you and your team want to do coming up this year to Sunday Night Football and the complexities of offensive motion and decision making. So, one, how much football do you take in, right? You're not originally from the United States of America. How much do you like the sport? And two, what did you sort of mean by that and elaborate on that a little bit?
So short history. Around 2003, that's over 20 years ago, I used to play a lot of Madden with the American guys who were in our team in Finland. So that's how I got to know that that particular era. And okay. Something about football coaches also always resonated with me. So guys like Vince Lombardi, Bill Walsh especially, Bill Parcells, Belichick, Joe Gibbs, guys from that era, they've written great books in detail about their process, and it's helped me a ton to grow as a basketball coach. And there are, you know, to this day, some of the elements in our offense have been taken from, you know, those are principles from the air raid offense.
Okay.
You know, and
nice.
And it's funny because Mike Leach, before he joined, you know, Hal Mummy and building that, he was in Finland coaching. And I took a long break, you know, like most of the Europeans, I would watch the Super Bowl. There would be a special mostly in the morning, you know, and in Europe it's in the morning, and so I would watch that. But now I've been getting back into it, and I really like the production, and I like where the game is going, how much faster and more complex it is.
Right, and when it comes to sort of that misdirection, that motion, how do you apply that to a basketball floor with five guys on the floor and trying to play with the defensive eyes?
It's all about complexity, making complexity look simple.
Right.
So it's simple for us, but very complex for the opponent. So the opponent might see multiple things, but we know exactly what we are going to do, and that makes us the faster team out of the two. And in most of these sports, the faster party will always have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. All right, now take me behind the scenes when it comes to coaching Ja Morant. When you took over last year, he seemed to have a nice little bump in pick and roll actions and everything like that. How much do you expect to implement that at the start of next season and throughout the season?
Yeah, obviously it's a very different situation right now.
Right.
You know, having that, you know, whole summer runway and now the training camp to build it up. But both him and Jaren are, in my opinion, I think they will end up being all NBA performers at some point in their career, and it's just about making sure that they have the right personnel around them that supports their play, but also conceptually highlighting their strengths and then having a culture that overall supports development. And then we are right now here in the practice court, and this is, you know, where the magic happens.
Right.
It's literally, you know, the daily work in the end. Then are we going to challenge our guys enough, have the standards high enough, but also because those guys are so talented, of giving them enough difficulties in practice.
Now, rewinding a little bit, how was it truly? Like, we've heard you speak on it, but how was it truly that transition from Coach Jenkins getting fired, you taking over, didn't have much practice time? Like, what was that like? The pressure, everything else, not being able to implement what you wanted. Was it frustrating at times?
It wasn't frustrating. It's like, I've done this thing for a long time now,
right.
the head coaching thing. It's more like you feel like you're in a leaky boat with 13 holes and you got 12 plugs and you're kind of moving them around.
Yeah.
You know, that's the feeling. Yeah. The like,
you have a little cup of water trying to get the
exactly
water out.
So that's what you're doing in that moment, and you're trying to make these small adjustments. You're thinking about all the time, like, I hope this is not too much, because you don't want the, when you add tactically things, usually the legs get slower of the players,
yeah,
because there's more thinking. They're not habits anymore.
Paralysis by analysis.
That's exactly right. And in that situation, that's definitely not what you want. So it was a very, very fine balance, and overall a very challenging situation, but one that once more was a thing that I look fondly back, because you also grow from those challenges.
All right. Now I'll let you roll after this, but I have to ask you, how much do you like Memphis? I don't know how much people have gotten to pick your brain about that. And how much different is it than anywhere else you've ever been in the world, curiously?
I love Memphis.
Right.
I really do. From the first moment that I stepped here, is the people are amazing. The people that I work with on a daily basis are amazing. But also we found my family and I have found so many friends off the court that
right.
are now, you know, buying season tickets, or you know, we're going to Cars and Coffee together, or stuff like this, you know, and just a very warm and welcoming community overall. And then how invested they are in the Grizzlies, that brings a ton of meaning into the daily work of everybody here, because you're not doing it for yourself, you're not doing it only for the team, you're doing it also to help a community feel great about themselves, and that's also our you know, one of our biggest goals is to create this chemistry and togetherness and feeling of pride for everybody who's involved in the process, that I'm with these guys.
Yep.
this is my team, and they represent what we want them to represent.
Well stated. Well, I'll let you roll. I appreciate it. Good luck coming up this season.
Thank you so much.
He is Tomas Isolo, the head coach of your Memphis Grizzlies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.